I thought
you talked to Rick.
It's not Rick.
He said he got to spend the whole day with you.
No, it's Andrew.
I know there'll be many moments in the years to come when I'll regret asking the following question, but... And Andrew is?
He is you.
So what you're saying is you're not completely fulfilled by Rick, Ethan, and myself.
No, that's not exactly what I
mean. You know, most women would kill for three guys like us.
So what do you want?
You.
You have me.
No, just you.
What do you mean?
Lose the other guys.
Like, all of them?
Oh, we're great together. Why not?
Why can't we just have what we have now? Why can't we just talk and laugh and make love without feeling obligated to one another? And up until tonight, I thought that's what you wanted too.
Well, you know, part of me wants that, but it's like I'm two guys, you know? I mean, one guy's saying, shut up, this is great! But there's this other guy. Actually, it's the guy who wells up every time the Grinch's heart grows three sizes and breaks that measuring device. He's saying, you know, this is too hard. Get out, get out.
So, which one of the two guys will you listen to?
I don't know. I have to listen to both of them. They don't exactly let each other finish.
Which one?
The second guy.
Well, tell me if you change your mind.
Sorry, the first guy runs the lips.
Look at it this way. You dumped her. Right? I mean this woman was unbelievably sexy and beautiful, intelligent, unattainable.